great to see events that you know, haven't quite made full restitution over the past couple of years get back into the swing of things. One of those is the Relay for Life, and I'll tell you about a fundraiser coming up for that in a little while too. But let's talk to the organiser in Bendigo, and that is Teresa Jones. Teresa, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you.
How are things going in the lead up to the event in August? Planning coming along swimmingly?
Planning doing really well. Our sponsorship of our local businesses has been just amazing this year. But we need more teams. We need more people to come and participate in Relay. So if there's anybody out there who would like to join a team, if they don't know anybody that's got a team, they want to start a team themselves, lots of different ways around it, but we would love to see lots more people.
Yeah, of course, it's all for the Cancer Council. And tell us the format, and I believe it's a little bit different this year, so tell us how it's going to work.
Okay, so this year it's a 10-hour event. Everything changed through COVID. And as you know, our last two relays were cancelled, but we still managed to raise $50,000 each year, even though we didn't have an event.
Wow.
So that was really good. So this year it starts at 12 o'clock, and everybody's on the track straight after the announcement of it opening. There'll be a couple of speeches then, and that's when we start the event. Now, it's the same. Everything is the same. It's just in a smaller time frame.
Right.
So we will then have, like, at about 3 o'clock, we'll have an afternoon tea for anybody that's a survivor or a carer. And they don't have to be registered with Relay. They can just come along, and then they can walk in the survivors and carers lap, which is not until 7:30, but they follow a piper around the track, which is always pretty emotional, and we have all the candles lit all around the track, so spectacular as it should be. And then at 7:45, we then have our candlelight ceremony, which is the main part of our event, where we have a message of hope, and we have a cancer survivor speak, and we'll have someone sing, and then we light the candles for past, present and future with someone belonging to the cancer survivor. So that's, and then it's all a wrap-up, so it's all quickly. So it'd be 9:45 when we're doing final announcements. We've got a community barbecue going from 5 until 6:30, so if anyone wants to come along for that, they can come. If you're not a member of the team, we'd like a donation. We have lots of bands going to play for us, and just entertainment in general. We've got lots of entertainment for the children. So even if you've never been to a relay before and you'd like to know, find out about it, come on the day, and then maybe next year you would love to come back. So, you know, cancer is one of those things that never rests, and so we shouldn't rest either. So it's very important.
Most certainly.
Yeah. Unfortunately, in the last 2 years, because of COVID, lots of people didn't go and have their checkups that they would normally have gone and had, and that was for a few different reasons. It was hard to get into a doctor. It was, you know, we're all locked down and whatever. But unfortunately now, a lot of those people that haven't followed up on their regular checkups have now, they're finding that their cancer is more advanced than maybe it would have been if it had been caught just earlier. So.
Yeah.
A really important thing for everybody to go back and having all their checkups. And, you know, I know we lost a lot of people with COVID, but unfortunately we lost an enormous amount more through cancer.
Yeah. Look, it's a terrific event. And just finally, with the teams, you know, you talk about being on the track for a number of hours, but it is a relay team, so it's not like you have to be some sort of budding athlete to do it as well. Just us normal folk can do it, and just a little bit of training towards it. And, we're not out there to wear everyone out there to just raise money and do a fantastic job.
That's right. And because it is such a shorter event, I mean, you could have a team with, you know, four or five people in it, and that would be heaps. Because, you know, you just rotate, you're walking, and so that'd be really good. We have raised, since 2000, we have raised $3,649,721.70, which is a fair amount. We're pretty proud of that.
A fair amount. I think you're understating that a wee bit, Teresa. That is fantastic.
Yes, well, we're very proud of relay. Yeah. I have to admit, I'm a bit of a relay diehard. Don't like to give up. So, it's all go ahead as far as I'm concerned.
Terrific stuff. Well, Teresa, really appreciate you talking to us this morning, and we'll talk again in relation to the relay. Thanks so much, and all the very best with the planning.
Thank you so much, Mark. Thanks for the opportunity to speak.
Pleasure. Teresa Jones, Relay for Life. That is fantastic, isn't it? Now, I mentioned also a fundraiser coming up. It's on the 24th of July, and it's at the All Seasons Hotel. And they're doing a fundraiser there, and the door proceeds going to Relay for Life. Check out their website and check out details at All Seasons Hotel for that one. It's certainly a great one.